بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين Today is the 13th of Jumad al-Ula. So tonight is the 14th. This is the beauty or glory of the Arabic language. So the first three nights, it is called Hilal. That is the moon, the crescent. And then every three nights, it has a new name. So when it reaches its full moon, you must see the moon tonight after Maghrib, after Isha, you'll see it's a proper full circle, and you call it Laylatul Badr. So that is the moon shining in its glory and beauty. And therefore, you call it Hilal in the starting. And you call it Qamar, Surah Qamar, Surah 54. The waxing and the waning. Chand ke andar jo kami beshi hoti hai. So that is increased increase. So that's why you call it Qamar. Therefore, gambling is called Qimar. So remember, gambling is haram, obviously. So that shows you how the Arabic language works and so forth. MashaAllah, Mohan Rafiq Sahib, Hafizahullah, he read now the Sunnah Surahs. So excellent, every Sunnah we practice on. Our topic now is Fada'ilul Jumu'ah, all the things we should do on a Friday, inshaAllah. So Mawlana read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, and then second rakat read chapter 76, Surah Dahar. So Almighty Allah teaches us, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, so follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately, yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will get forgiven. Now two du'as, Mawlana read it, because I read it, I could make out that he's reading it also. The hadith is sahih, and is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. And we must learn it. You come here with Mawlana and that, inshallah, and Mawlana will teach you all. So learn this. Ramadan is coming now, 3.5 months plus minus. So in that way, whether we are reading to Quran Sharif out of Salat or in Salat, and there's a sajda tilawat, so normally, we read Subhana Rabbi al-A'la for sajda tilawat. It's permissible, but not sunnah. We must learn what is the sunnah. You see, Hazrat Madani, Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, he passed away in 57. So, those the time is suitable by train. So, if it's Friday morning, and he's there by the train station, there on the platform, they're waiting now, and it's Fajr time. So now there's still a lot of time for the train to go. So you would tell somebody, make imamat. So when you make imamat, so sometimes you get people like me, you know. They say, chalo, let's read Qul huwal falaq, Qul bin nas bi musafir, or some short surah. Hazrat Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madani used to get very upset. Even when they were traveling. He said, bhai, still half an hour, 1 hour left for the train. What you have to read so short? You don't know you must read. Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar and that. So why? To become the beloved of Almighty Allah. So every day we must learn one sunnah. So I'm teaching you the dua now. Some of you are recording, some of you not recording, but Mawlana will teach you all the dua. You will learn by, he'll write it for you, whatever applicable. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bi hawlihi wa quwwatihi. So sajada wajhi, so the word wajh is mentioned face. But zikru juz wa muradul kul, it means that my body, my anatomy went into sajda. That is complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. Allah created us. Wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu. And Allah Ta'ala blessed us with the faculty of hearing and seeing, with His might and power. So see, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala. That is a short dua. and it's sahih hadith, authentic in Tirmidhi. Second dua mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and it's also sahih hadith, and that is four parts to it. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, record for me in lieu of the sajda that I get that full maximum reward. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Wadda' anni biha wizra. O Allah, remove from me the vices and the sins, barakat of the sajda. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. You know South Africa, non-Muslim, Muslima. There they have pala pala under the mattress, under the sofa, under here, lot of money, uplang. Then they got offshore, inshore, Allah, but you know better than me all these things. So this dua is teaching us, the sajda I perform, Ya Allah, waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Make it for me a treasure, put in my account there in the year after. Any action we do, وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودِ Surah 2, verse 127. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Our actions are not even worthy. We read Fajr Salat now. Whose will be accepted? Whose will be rejected? The way we read, the Mawlana is reading so nicely, we're thinking over the second wife and third wife and all. Bibi ki khayal, or dukaan ka khayal, or kis ka khayal, you know how our minds work. So we beg Allah for acceptance. So yeah, وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ You might be wondering, this mota was here yesterday, his beard was brown. Suleiman Sheikh, today he's gone completely there. So you see my connection, Munir, and his brother Noor, so I was going Polokwane. So I told them, me, Thursday I have to go Baba. I don't have hair, first of all, but I make it clean, like. So they said, yeah, we will take you to the barber there in town. So when I went in Pakistan, you can see them, you know. So I asked him, kya naam hai bhai? You say, Ghulam Hussein. So I say, aapka naam Ghulam Hussein, mera naam Abdul Qadir Hussein, you see. So he can't speak English, speak Urdu. So I told him, baal saaf karna, and this and all that, and mooch and this and all. He said, usne bataya, rang bhi lagana. So I told him, kala mat lagana. He said, all right, yeh hai, dark brown. I said, ah, yeh theek hai. So dark brown, if you put the dye, so first 3 days, 5 days, it become like black. And then next week, when I'm in free state, inshallah, so it will become original, you understand? So might be wondering. So I phoned my wife, she's not here. So I phoned my wife and I told her, if you see your husband now, you will see he's gone young, 20 years old now. This Ramadan, I'll be 70 years old, inshallah, you see? But now I'm looking 50 years old. What do you say, Sheikh Suleiman? Huh? I want to see you here after Salat and all that. So you're wondering, this mota is karamat. Yesterday he was brown color, now he's even black color. Like, you understood? So this type of thing. So then before I went Polokwane, he made me tip-top and all this. Now, he's telling me, there's Ghulam bhai, the Ghulam Hussein. He tell me, ab kaha parayenge? I say, is masjid mein, the Purani masjid. He say, aap to angrezi mein karenge takreer. Mujhe ne kuch samajh bhi nahi aaya. Main dusri masjid. I say, jaha bhi jana ho, jao bhai, make sure you read namaz. So, he tell me, you have to take out your white kurta. You can't wear this. I say, yeah, take it out. Now, when I'm finished, the driver is waiting there. So I told him, ab now, how to go home? He say, wo aapki marzi. I say, bring one plastic. You know, in Urdu, they say plastic. So I put my kurta all in a plastic, that stuff they put on there. I say, I'm taking your stuff home also. He put all tissue here. Yeah. So I came home to his house with all that stuff, and I gave that stuff to the Andris. I said, now we'll give back to the guy there. I'm here by the house, so nothing of mine get messed. You understood? So bilkul kare sab jawan bana liya usne. You understood? So remember, that is my story. So chalo, you learn the dua. Huh? You must learn it, you heard? Ramadan is coming now. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. Second dua, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra wa da'anni biha wizra waj'alha li indaka zukhra wa taqabbalha minni kama taqabbaltaha min abdika Dawud. Then we can say alayhi salam if you want. So that you know Sheikh Suleiman? On the Sita. So those of you who don't know, my student is in Darul Uloom. You understand? You were there how many? 6, 8 years, 7 years? 6 years. So Masha, from then you came yesterday? How many years you here? Now, this January. SubhanAllah, very good, MashaAllah. Excellent, Allah accept. So that is Sunnah. Second Sunnah, all must read Surah Kahf if you didn't read Surah Kahf already. If you read last night, very good. You read now, Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adaa'a lahum min al-Nur, ma bayna al-Jumu'atayn. Whosoever read Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with nur, radiance, effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Sahih hadith in Sunan Nasai Muslim and so. So read. If you're very old, sickly, you can't manage, then read the first 10 verses. Hadith Sahih in Mustadrak Hakim, Usima min fitnatid dajjal. One question comes, anything of Islam, you must try and understand the wisdom. You, Sheikh Suleiman, Masamola, Dama Barakatuhu. If I ask you, why you must read Surah Kahf? I told you all this, but you forget. You learn to forget and forget to learn. Huh? So you must remember these things here. So, study the starting of Surah Kahf. The address is to the youngsters. See our youth today, 90%, 80% lost. They know direction, nothing. They just go zigzag. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ Allah is praising the seven youngsters. What a powerful dua they read. This morning also I read it. Before I went on the radio. You know, we start early with Allah's help. رَبَّنَا عَاتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً Ya Allah, grant us your special mercy to envelope us. So Allah, so many challenges in life. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا Ya Allah, whatever goodness there is, you keep us on the right path, on the straight path and all that. Make everything easy. Remove the obstacles. Second one, you all are businessmen, the corporate world. Big, big shop, big, big warehouse, big, big wholesalers, whatever. For us, it's very good Muslims, mashallah. Now when you see your shop, you see this. So what you must say? MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. You go now, you see your car. You see your what, Munirba? Hawal. You see your ki'ai. This ki'ai car is ki'ai, the Mehmans they made it, you know. You know, Khadi sir, Mehman we meet, what we say? Ki'ai. Huh? So they kept the car's name also, Ki'ai. So you must remember that Kia. So we can't say Kia, we say Ki'ai. So you see Munir Ba, he got, mashallah, Ki'ai. So that, so when you see your car also, but today's Zamana, they look at the shop, Alhamdulillah. Look at the house, mashallah. Look at the uplang, subhanallah. They look at the wife, inna lillah. You see? So this one. You see why? You say, no, when I married her, she was like this. You see? That quarter liter, Pepsi, Coke, whatever. It's haram, this Coke and all that. Our fatwa is haram. It got this stuff there. Alcohol inside. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri never used to drink Coke from those days. Hazrat bin Nuri passed away in 77 October. Qasim Seman used to drink. He used to tell us in Darul, he said, Maw Sema was born in 20, you know? Listen quickly. Maw Sema was born in 20, 35, 15 years old, he went to Dabel, and he came back in 44. 42, he came back, the ship was torpedoed. The ship's name SS Tilawa, but Maulana was making Tilawat, Leela fi Quraysh, you know? Allah saved him. 1,000 passengers, only 120 passengers saved. He was in the middle of the ocean, just with a raft. Then the SS Birmingham came and picked them up and put them back to. How Allah saved them, to do all the great work. So like that, you must remember these things here. So, what I was telling you now? What I was telling you now? Pepsi and all that. So he said that, Hazrat bin Nuri told them those days, in the 30s and that already. That ye coke waghera mat peena. Iske andar kuch hai. See, today now when they do all the tests and that, they find some percentage alcohol, this, that. From those days already. So you must learn all these things here. Why you must drink all these things here? The shaitans are helping Israel and all of them. So anyway, you must, so now we're telling you about your wife. Inna lillah, you see. So they say, no, but now after 20 years marriage, now you look like 5 liter bottle. You understand? So you must remember. But whose children it is? Not Malaika's children, it's your children. So therefore, you must appreciate. She left her parents, she left her siblings, she left her place of birth to spend the remainder of her life with you. Quran told us for all times, all places, Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect, with justice. Can't just treat anyhow. If somebody treats your daughter like that, how you will feel? Treat your wife better than how your damad, how your jamai, how your son-in-law will treat your daughter. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Shula, we saw all these akabir with Allah's help. We spent time with them with Allah's help. Hazrat Ji, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, used to say, Hazrat Muhammad Shula Khan Sahib, in 92 Friday, he passed away. So Hazrat Ji used to say, the whole world can praise you. But if your wife and children, they say you bad, then by Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you considered a bad person. And the whole world can say you bad. Aapki mulaqat hui na, Hazrat Ji sir. Parisa? You met Hazrat Ji sir? Muhammad Shula Khan sir. So this thing, so he came Heidelberg also. Too, but I think you weren't there that time. Mohan Abdul Hay, Abba, used to come there. He was there by Kasuji's. So I'll tell you one Ajib Gharib story about it. So today we're a little bit in the mood. You see, we don't keep you here right till Ishraq time. Then we'll read Ishraq, then we go graveyard. So I said on the radio, I say, I like potties. Why I like potties? Makupani. The masjid is here, then you go outside, is a madrasa, then you go further, is a idgah, then you go further, is a kabristan. I say, Allah reward the forefathers, what great thinking they had, you know, so like that, you know. Everything under one complex, like that, so that. So you must remember, so Hazrat Ji Nawwar Allah Marqadah used to say, that the whole world can say you bad, but your wife and children, they say you good, but Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi Alayhi Salaam, you're a good person. That is the barometer. 1982 Ramadan, my father passed away. I started teaching in Darul Newcastle 81. Then I came this side, Glens, in 2001, full 20 years, January. Khair. So now my mother is saying that your Newcastle is too far, and you must resign, you must come back home. Now in Urdu you say, Mekashmakeshta, you know. I'm really now in dilemma, I don't know what to do. Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, Allah Ta'ala's grace, mercy, benevolence, Hazrat Ji came there to Niger, you see. Now he knows me, because 77, I spent whole Ramadan there. Now you know, who's here? I don't see nobody here. Who got that five? Adil? Which kind of hat you got there? Hafiz Adil Dhamma Barakat. No one got your five pillars there, Jalalabad Topi. You know the five pillars there? Koi hai? Yeah. So now my head is like this, you see, and long kurta. So Hazrat Ji gave me name, Lamba Kurta Wala. Everybody knew, he called me Lamba Kurta Wala. And I sit right in front. So the, so anyway. So I went there to Niger. Hazrat Ji was speaking this. So our eyes met, you know, while Hazrat was speaking. Normally he looks down, but sometimes he looks up. And while he was speaking, I was crying, you know, my tears. Father just passed away. So khair, everything happened. Then, now majlis barkhas finished. Now everybody meeting, so my turn again. So Hazrat Ji said, what happened? Kya hua lai? Allah gave him much, you know. I said, Hazrat, tanhai mein baat karne. I want to speak to you alone. All great, great ulama, we small lightiki, come there. Hazrat Ji took everybody out. Maa Kasuji, oh Lord. Hazrat is sitting here and I'm sitting there. See, what happened? So Hazrat, my father passed away and Walida Muhtarama is saying, I must leave. So they say, what you doing? I said, I'm teaching there in the Alum this, kitabs. Said, Kwansi kitabs? I said, this. Then I said, Bulughul Maram. I said, Wokyu Parate, why you'll teach that? Because Hanafis, they don't teach that normally. I said, Nay, Hamare Yaha, wa Aksar Talaba Cape Town. He said, Bodhachi. So I said, Hazrat Ji, that whatever faisla you make, I'm going to accept, mein chu chara nahi karunga, jo bhi aap faisla mujhe qabool hai manzoor. So he said, bahut acha. He made some amal, I don't know what he did. He did look down in this, you know, they buzruks na waliyula. So he said, Udari, you must stay quietly there in Newcastle. Don't go anywhere. Then Barjasta, in Urdu you say, That same time, you know, spontaneously I said, isn't Mary Walida Muhtarama? What about my mother? See, this is Akabir. The hadith is sahih. In Ibn Hibban, the hadith comes, you must remember, Al-Baraka Ma'a Akabirikum. It's sahih hadith in Ibn Hibban. That barakah you will get when you follow the great, great Akabir. Not anybody, today there's a lot of mix-up also. You must follow the real people, you know. So you must remember these things. So he said, your mother will come stay by you. See? Then it happened just like that. Not only mother also came and mother-in-law also came. You know, both came. So Allah's fazl, you must remember. So see what is that. So anyway, so read Surah Kaf. And then another one, Akthiru alayya minas salati yawm al-jumu'ah. All of you know the word, Durood Sharif. Durood, what's the meaning of Durood? Durood is Farsi word. You know our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Al-Aqsaab. So I go Wednesday there, and we talk a lot of things. So I understood politics these days. Then I ask him, I say, what meaning Durood? You see, so he tell me, he says Farsi word, you know, Persian word. And you must remember, it means when you have bumper crop. So when you have bumper crop, you're going to sell it in minimum time for maximum profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. So if you read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week, you will receive the maximum reward. You got? So keep the tongue moist. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah. So that's very good. So do that, inshaAllah. And that's two. And then we must make dua. How you must make dua? Ya Allah, give us death with iman. Ya Allah, give us death on a Friday. Ya Allah, give us death on a Monday. Friday, hadith in Tirmidhi. See yesterday, when I was in Polokwane, so my wife sent me a message. So actually I got happy, but I said, let me verify it. I don't know if anybody of you all know in Newcastle. There's one person, Habibullah. His father's name was Subhanallah. You know? Yeah. So Habibullah passed away on a Friday. You know him? Abjantim. So you must remember that Habibullah passed away on a Friday in Ramadan. Friday, you know Habibullah, Habibi Abu Chari. Yeah. So his son is Imtiaz, Hafizab. So he passed away a long time ago. Now yesterday, Imtiaz's mother passed away. And janaza was 11 o'clock at night. So then I phoned to find out. So I said, Subhanallah, Imtiaz's father passed away Friday. Let me find out that this Rabia, his mother, what time she passed away. I said, it was Friday, after Maghrib, after sun. I said, Subhanallah. He said, no, she passed away 5:30. So I said, oh, she didn't get Friday. But khair, we make dua for Allah. So if a person passes away on a Friday, مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ. So whoever passes away on a Friday, the night of Friday, last night, today, with Iman, before sunset tonight, so remember, Allah will save that person from the punishment of the grave till day of Qiyamah. Anybody here? Anybody? Anybody met Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Abul Hasan Nadwi? Anybody of you all met him? None of you. So Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, I met him in Karachi, met him in Lucknow, we had breakfast together, met him in Medina, and he gave me permission of hadith also. I'm a student also, in that sense, you see. See, ek waqia of Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Ali Mia Abu Hasan Nadwi Nawar Allah Marfada. 1999, Friday, Ramadan, fasting, and he's reading Quran. And he reached the ayat, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتِهُ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad, oh, you said nobody met him. فَبَشِّرْهُ, so give him glad tidings, بِمَغْفِرَ, forgiveness, وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ, and magnificent reward. And then he called. Saim, fasting, Friday, Ramadan, all that. All happened in India. I am in Makkah Mukarrama. Alhamdulillah, we used to go Ramadan. So, that night was 23rd, 24th, and last 10 days it was.
So after two nights, three nights, it's 27 nights. Sheikh Abdullah Subayil. Sheikh Abdullah Subayil is a short imam. So 45 years he was imam in Makkah. He and Sheikh Abu Hassan Nadwi were very good friends. 27 nights, Sataish Vishab. So Sheikh is buried, everything finished. So they announced there that we're reading Salatul Janaza Ghaiban ala samahati Sheikh Abil Hassan Nadwi. Allah is giving him such honor in Makkah and Medina. 27 nights they're reading his Salatul Janaza. Ghaiban in absentia. 27 nights by over 2 million people. I was there in Safa Marwa. Where you perform tawaf is called mataf. Where you make sa'i is called mas'a. I was there in a mas'a. So that Arab brother saw I'm crying, you know. So he asked, man huwa? I said, Alimun Fadilun fil Hind, the giant of a scholar in India. So then we read all janaza, everything finished. Now we go and study his life. You see. I met him, he had no children. So many times with Allah's help. So you must remember he won from Saudi Arabia $1 million, won from Emirates, won from Jordan, won from Brunei. In this masjid, I can tell you, wallahi, the man never used $1 for himself. Dunya ko laat maar diya. Maulana Rafiq, aapke baare mein nahi keh sakta hu, lekin apne baare mein. Suleiman, about you, I can tell you 100%. Mine is 99%, about you, I'll tell you 100%. You tell Suleiman, Sheikh Suleiman, Dawat Barakat to him, take $1 million, you see. In his mind, he'll say, these guys are multi-trillionaires, so they only give me $1 million, rather they should give me $2 million. What you say, Suleiman? It's true or wrong? It's true or it's right? Huh? It's right or wrong? It's wrong. How do you talk nonsense here? I give you 100 then, you tell me you want 200 then. You understand? So you must remember that. So not only he, 99% myself also will, I think. You understand? They say, Inko kya pari hai? Give us 1 million, you should give 2 million. He gave all the money away to the Afghan, he gave it to the Mujahideen, he gave it to the... We never touch. He said, these people I know, they're all zalims. So, dunya ko laat maar diya, aur Allah ke ya martaba uncha unna. That is what happened. You understand this? So, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to make dua. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wafat mubarak, you made Monday morning. So, mujhe bhi peer ke roz, give me Monday morning death also. You see? So, either you make dua for Friday death, or either Monday death. You see? So, what iman? Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. And then last one, now we read 2 rakat salat, then we go graveyard for those. You jamaat brothers, you make mashura and that. How many of you came? Subhanallah, big jamaat. See? Lahore. Subhanallah. Oh, all the Pakistani brothers. Istima se nikal aaya. Drive-in se. Acha, subhanallah. MashaAllah. So you must remember this. Very good. Allah kabul farmaye. So remember this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkat in that. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jum'ah, you visit the grave of your parents, both of them, or one of them on a Friday, ghufira lahu, so then you will be forgiven. So some of you from 40s, your father is buried here, mother is buried here, so now the graveyard is just here, not far or something. So if you can, so Fridays go to the graveyard for the men, not women now. So today I got a question. Now in the morning now, 4 o'clock, 4:15. They say there's a new style in South Africa. Listen nicely, Masamola, Suleiman Masamola. They say after the nikah take place in the masjid, the groom and the bride, they come and they kiss one another in front of everybody. You understood? I said that when the haya is gone, then they'll do all these kind of things. You know? I asked the lady, what are you doing first of all in the masjid? You understood? You know how dolled up they are on the wedding day. Even the old man will get hot, you understand? He'll forget all this. He won't be old and cold and all these type of things. You must remember this stuff. And now, right there, and then kissing and all this. And then they said, Maulvi Sahib, dua karwanu ke barkat hai, you know. It's like that 50 years ago story, you know. So in those days was a big thing. So the daughter went to London, Dublin, wherever, 50, 60 years ago. So the person came in Gujarati, he told the Maulana, dua karo, ke dikri jai, beti jai, you see, doctor banwano. So Maulvi Sahib was sharp also. So he said, you send your daughter out in the rain, and you say, I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. Isn't same thing? So it's like that. Then we must make dua. You do all unda, danda, upside down things like that, and tawheen of the masjid. And so I told them, the trustees, imam, I say, all your masjids, put big, big boards here. No kissing allowed here, no woman allowed here. So today, I say, we're becoming like the Christians. The priest, he tell that bride and groom, now you can kiss the bride. You know, they say like that. Huh? Christians. So now we want to do this in the masjid. Whole day they see all that. Today on the radio it happened. So brothers, you must remember that go visit the graveyard, Muslim, not non-Muslim. And Surah 9 verse 84, وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. To pray for non-Muslim after they die is haram. They're not for Muslim. So Muslim, so we go graveyard, especially our parents, غُفِرَ لَهُ وَكُتِبَ بَارًا. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you, and Allah Ta'ala will write down that you are a pious son of your father, mother, like that. And for the sisters, daughters, from the house you read, Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ الْحِسَابُ. Okay, last one, then we read. 5 past 11, South African time, 11:05, is Adhan from Makkah, and then the khutbah, and then salat, and then translation, and then dua on the radio. So Sheikh Abdullah Awad Juhani is the imam and all that. You know, we're translating for over 20 years with Allah's fazl and all. So after that, Hafiz Adil, down barakatuh. So what time, give me the tartib here. What time your azan? Half past 12. Alright. So anyway, then we'll be here, 20 past 12, inshallah. I'll come there and all that. So inshallah, and then we'll sort things out and all that. Okay, theek hai na? Hum aapas mein kar lenge. So inshallah, so then Jummah will be here also, and then after Isha also. Isha is kora pas hai? Isha? Haan, I take a look. Jamaat kora pas. So kora pas, yesterday they told us there, that connection of mine, Abdul Muttalib, they say that 10 past 8 is Salat day in Kausar. So I told him, let's go. We went. So when we entered, I see the imam is already finishing the surah almost. So I just made it for the first rakat. So then I asked him, you already, what time you started? 5 past or 10 past? He said, no, 5 past. There, I'm speaking, there in that Polokwane. But the pamphlet was showing 8:10. So this time. So anyway, you were there last night?
No, we came in the morning yesterday.
So that's right. Ah, all right. Yeah, so 5 past there. So the pamphlet was showing 8:10. So I was wondering what's going on. So Qurapas, so we got how many programs? One program now finished, then Jummah we got, and then after Isha we got. Then tomorrow morning we got Hafiz Adil. Everything same, status quo remain. Then you change everything Sunday. Alright? Hafiz Adil Dhamad Barakatuh. Okay, finish now. Time is up, it's 5:30. So read 2 rakat salat, make dua for the Ummat, make dua for Gaza. Yesterday till today, past 24, 30 hours, they sent 37 jutlas straight to us. 37 jutlas. You know jutla? You, Sulmo, Masamola, you know? Huh? What? Jutla is actually Jew, but if you say Zionist also for you is alright. You say, Kirat Ukhra, Rivayat Ukhra. So, but actual meaning is Jew. Yahudi. Yes. Yes. It's a hadith. It means happiness. So how the Hawariyin, they told Nabi Isa alayhi salam, you make dua to Allah. Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama'i takunu lana ida li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatan mink. So Allah Ta'ala sent the food for them. And they were eating. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ammar bin Yasir is the Ravi. What I told you, Tirmidhi? Oh, Tirmidhi and Bukhari, no? So you must remember that. So in Tirmidhi Sharif is hadith, you must remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Nabi Isa alayhi salam made dua, Ya Allah, send the food down. Then Allah told them, you must eat, drink everything. And don't worry about tomorrow. But Bani Israel, you know, and this Jutlas and this, must do something upside down. Not all. So some of them, they say, now we don't know tomorrow we'll get or nothing. They start stealing and put in a pocket. Shaitans, you know. Surah 5, verse 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ Allah made some of them swines and some of them monkeys. So one crime is this also they made. Allah Ta'ala said, eat, drink, don't worry of tomorrow. The same Allah who gave you today will give you tomorrow. So it's eat, 100%. Eat meaning? Literally. It means take nice bath, wear nice clothes, put nice eater, everything. Yesterday, Munir, so I met the honorable judge there. My connection, Arshad Chaya. What him was Riyaz. Now I'm leaving, I'm going with Andis. So he come there. So I met Riyaz also. So he came to me. He said, my son got a question. Like how Baji asked now. I said, what question your son got? Zaidan his name. He said, Zaidan, he said, he, Riyaz, must ask me. He said, when he met me, what oud I was using. To samjha? What oud I was using. So when I go Makkah, Medina, all those days, you know. So then we put lot of things. You see, eat. Put nice eater, this. So South Africa, you see, what you putting? I say, you see that shop there. So go ask them, is Majmu'ah. Majmu'ah, maybe 31, 33, 38, I don't know what number. I just put all mix up and whatever I find, I just put. So they go to the shop, we come back, he said, that guy said there's no much more, 31 and 38 and all this kind of thing. You understood? So this stuff. I say, he got all much more, all mixed up, now you're asking me, I don't know myself what I'm using, whatever come in front, we just use by. Understood? So I told him, I said, Pa, to ask such a question, you tell your son there's 100 iter, there anyone come front, we just use anyone, and you're asking now which one we use at this time. You understood, I said? So wear best clothes. Put best iter, best everything. So it's not Eid al-Fitr, it's not Eid al-Adha, that is technical. This is literal meaning. Day of happiness. How much may I have? You understood? Not because we are fasting. We are making shukr that fasting is finished. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Surah 2, verse number 185. Fasting is finished. Now to fast is haram. It's first Shawwal. So we're thanking Allah that, Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan. So now also last night I told them there, I said, all of you read the dua. Allahumma بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان Read, اللَّهُمَّ بَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَان So then, so to fast in this haram that day. So it's first Shawwal. We're thanking Allah, you gave us tawfiq of siyam and qiyam. Siyam fasting during the day and qiyam tarawih night and all. We thank Allah that what happened? Eid al-Adha. So Hajj is finished. Hajj is finished. The major component of Hajj, Al-Hajj Arafah. What do you say in Tirmidhi? Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana, Suleiman Masamola, Damat Barakatum, Atalullahu Lihyatahu. What Imam Tirmidhi said? Al-Hajj Arafah. What he said? Mahad al-Hadithu Ummul Manasik. So Imam Tirmidhi said after that Hadith, that Al-Hajj Arafah, the greatest part of Hajj, the most important, is to be present in Arafat on the 9th of Zilhijjah in the state of Ihram. And next day is Hajj. So it's not connected only to Siyam, it's connected to Hajj also. So that is why we have Eid. It's connected to great Ibadat. So the Ibadat day, Eid al-Fitr, was Siyam. And yeah, Hajj, the greatest part is finished now. Is Arafat is finished. So Friday, so mashallah, is connected to all the actions we just did now. So that's why I'm Muslim. How much money? Understood? So that is why. See? Finish. So just now you'll keep me here for very long. Bye. Let's read the mass, then I got a lot of work to do. I'll see you all, inshallah. You Jamaat brothers, no, never mind. You'll carry on with your programs. And tomorrow also is my program. You'll stay another 3 days and you'll make your program. So that's the order. SubhanAllah.